The longtime commissioner of the National Basketball Association, David Stern, died yesterday at the age of 77. Stern is credited with transforming the NBA from a struggling league into a global brand. When Stern retired in 2014, after 30 years in charge, NBA games were being televised in more than 200 countries and in 40 languages. The tributes poured in today from NBA legends like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who took to Twitter to pay his respects to Stern.
He was a giant as far as the game was concerned. He helped everybody in the world learn about the game and enjoy NBA basketball. And I think he's responsible for the worldwide popularity of the game today.
David Stern also opened the door for international superstars to come play here. This year, NBA rosters are represented by players from 38 countries. Perhaps the hottest international player right now is a 20-year-old Slovenian. Esteban Bustillos, here at WGBH, has his story.
The game hasn't even tipped off yet, but there's already a crowd who have gathered to get a quick photo or autograph when basketball's latest messiah, Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks, steps onto the court at TD Garden for warm-ups in Boston. There are signs, kids chanting Luka's name, adults using the kids as an excuse to get this close to Doncic, and others shameless enough to not even try to hide their intentions. Jack Krasminski is a 21-year-old Mavs fan who took a 2.5-hour train ride from Maine to see Dallas play in Boston.
I followed Luka Doncic when he was on Real Madrid, and when I saw they could get him in the draft, because a lot of people were doubting him, I knew he was going to be really good. I thought he should have went number one.
Doncic was the third pick in the 2018 draft. Like many Mavericks fans, Krasminski is all aboard the Doncic train.
Luka playing MVP level this year. He's only 20 years old.
In his first NBA season, he averaged 21 points a game and won Rookie of the Year. This year, Doncic is averaging nearly 30 points a game, currently third best in the league. He's also grabbing crazy rebounds and dishing out plenty of assists. The young Slovenian has already started a conversation about whether he could be the best player in basketball. The king of the NBA, LeBron James, has even heaped lavish praise on Doncic with colorful language you can't say on public radio. Now Doncic, along with Kristaps Porzingis, a Latvian superstar who Dallas acquired last season, are two of the biggest European names in the NBA. And they had Mavericks owner Mark Cuban reminiscing on another former Dallas duo when he spoke to reporters courtside before the Celtics game.
Yeah, in some respects, it's like Steve Nash and Dirk when they first got here and were young and learned to play together and pushed each other. And hopefully we can replicate their success.
That's high praise. German big man Dirk Nowitzki is a legend in Dallas and widely considered the greatest European player of all time. The 7-foot German led Dallas to its only championship back in 2011. And now the expectations are already building for Doncic to follow in his footsteps. Tim Cato covers the Mavericks for The Athletic, a sports website.
It's a very international-facing organization that does spend a lot of time overseas, scouting overseas, looking at players from, you know, other countries, because they have seen that as somewhere that they can get a leg up on other teams.
Cato went to Slovenia to report on how Doncic's home country is responding to the rapid rise of the NBA's next potential leading man. Cato says that while the country is small and young, it broke away from Yugoslavia in 1991, it has an intense amount of pride, and its people are still seeking validation on the world stage.
The way they do that is through their athletes. They see that path through their athletes because they know that those are the individuals that can go and win global recognition. And with the way Luka has risen into global superstardom, you know, they have all rallied around him. Even the non-basketball fans, you know, are just as supportive of him because he's the one who's getting the pride of their country out into the world.
Now, he's on the biggest stage of the basketball world. During the game in Boston, Doncic moves with grace and precision, whipping no-look passes like a chef with deadly accuracy. Whenever he has the ball in his hands, the arena's just a little quieter for fear that if you're not paying attention, you'll miss out on seeing something breathtaking. In the stuffy, hot visitors' locker room after the game, he's soft-spoken around the gaggle of reporters who have waited to see him.
Are you worried about fourth quarter free throw shooting?
I'm not worried about. I just
things happen, you know.
The interactions are mostly the usual post-game boilerplate questions. There's also Slovenian reporters following him. Doncic looks like he's ready to go home. He's the last one in the locker room. After a few minutes, the Mavs PR team shepherds him out. There wasn't a chance to go into deeper questions about being the next great European ball player. On this night, questions were just about the game. And that seems fair. He's only 20 years old. But he navigates the game and everything that comes with it with an elegance of someone much older than that. And he's doing it all while carrying the pride of a small European country on his back. For the world, I'm Esteban Bustillos.